Resting back and feeling the spine. And letting the out-breath empty us. The sand castles that we have built. Of who or what we think we are, can allow that to be washed away with the out-breath. Breathing out, if you wish, you can feel or imagine the energy of the body, of the mind, moving down the front of the body with the out-breath. Letting go of what is not needed, of what is extra. With the in-breath, we can feel or imagine the energy traveling up the back of the body, bringing in more than what we need, more than what we thought we needed. Breathing out down the front and in up the back. In all the places where we are not receptive, if possible, letting go a little bit with the out-breath. Letting go of where we may be storing, as if keeping something for later. And simply in breath, receiving what is needed now. Making an offer to ourselves. Now would be a good time to let go of anything unreceptive and anything that's in the way, anything old. With each out-breath, another chance. Clear out old paralysis. Old ways of protection that no longer protect. But trap. breathing out energy down the front, letting go of what is old. Tuning into the space after the out-breath, just to get a flash or a sense of what happens after letting go, before receiving. And breathing in energy coming up the back. Resources available. Resources available to flow through us. It can help really to rest down and back in the body, in the main body, while the breath is happening, while letting go and receiving is happening. Tuning in to the tailbone, the hip bones, the pelvis. The bottom of the main body, like a kind of ring throne. For our deep knowing of what is not needed and what is needed. Staying down and back, tuning into the lower spine. The bowl of the pelvis can leave an openness in the belly where knowing can come through. With the out-breath and letting go, towards the end of the out-breath, we could allow the out-breath as if to become long and extend beyond the body. And the in-breath also receiving from very deep. The in-breath standing up like a deep confidence. That we belong to life. Confidence that can spill over into the out-breath knowing that what we let go of, as we let go of it, is no longer harmful, that it belongs to life, that it becomes a resource for a wider life. To grow on, to be nourished by. When we hold on to what is not needed, it becomes dis-ease in us. And as we let go, it nourishes the wider life that we belong to. As we receive what is needed, in breath, energy traveling up the back. It is like allowing life to accept life from life. An enrichment of what is. We can quietly feel what we are letting go of and what we are receiving, what we need to receive, what we need to let go of. And one way to play with this is actually to center in different parts of the body, allowing letting go and receiving. Maybe starting with the chest and upper back, and gradually moving out through the shoulders, down through the arms and hands, and then maybe from the top of the head down, again through the chest, through the main body, and through the legs and to the feet. Just an invitation with the out-breath for letting go. And with the in-breath for receiving. Some sense of anchoring or being grounded or steadied, some connection to the pelvic ring, the base of the main body, while most of the attention could be moving through the body. Carefree, happily, letting go of what the cells feel dark inside of, and receiving what the cells say yes, what brightens the life of the cells, receiving that with the in-breath. This can be done just feeling without describing or explaining or understanding what we're letting go of or receiving. Just feeling that, the feeling reality. Or if we need words to help connect, it could be like with the out-breath, release. With the in-breath, receive. Or what we feel is being released. Heaviness. And what we feel is being received, whether it's brightness or lightness or ease, space or whatever. Releasing what is not, receiving what is, releasing fear, receiving love, tuning also into the space between the in-breath and the out-breath. Just feeling the quality of that shift moment. Maybe at that point of shifting from in-breath to out-breath or out-breath to in-breath, you could also feel how the two sides, the letting go and the receiving, combine or exchange places or help each other. And when a judgment may come up about how we're doing, we could let it fall out with the out-breath and not take it any further. And resting back, letting go into the natural energy of the breathing. some point, there may be as if a wish for a wider breath or more fresh breath, not only in my own personal circle of breath. You could tune into the naturalness of the out-breath letting go and the in-breath receiving, letting that go on by itself, and feel as if that very circle of breath, down the front, up the back, radiates peace inwardly and outwardly. As if letting life flow freely through us. Gives off a fragrance or a light or a warmth. Or a sparkle. A gentle fragrance that as if could bring out the best in whatever it touches, bring things to a different frequency. Imagining or feeling that you are radiating in all directions. Gently. Filling this room. Carefree, entering even the forgotten cracks, spaces between the cushion and the floor, and gently spreading out through the windows, into the ground, into the air. Spreading out as far as you wish or feel like just now. Staying with the sense of radiating, close to home, or freely, lightly, feeling or imagining the earth and its creatures and its atmosphere and its waters, receiving peace. What makes life a celebration? May there be peace in every heart. May there be peace everywhere.